The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. Coming up, we'll be having a live performance in our studio by a duo who are giving a recital at Lincoln Land Community College on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Violinist Carmen Petkoff and classical guitarist Russell Brazell. First up, though, we have two singers. Len Graham is one of Ireland's best-known singers, particularly solo singers, unaccompanied singers, and he's joined by a younger fellow named Brian O'Hart, who we've had on our show in a group called Bua. They're performing together. In fact, they've just about to release a CD. In fact, that should have come out this week. They're performing Sunday at 5 at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. Stay tuned.
My true love, she is beautiful. My true love, she is young. Her eyes are as blue as the violets true, and silvery sounds her tongue. Silvery sounds her tongue, the boys, as they sing the sleigh. But she's doing it grand in a distant land 10,000 miles away. Blow your winds, hi-ho, a-roving we will go. I'll stay no more in Erin's shore, let your music play. I'm off on the morning train across the raging main, for I'm in the mood of my true love 10,000 miles away. It was in a dark and a dismal night when first I met my Pent. She'd a government band around her hand and another one round her neck. Another one round her leg, my boys, as I sing the sleigh. But she's doing it grand in a distant land 10,000 miles away. Blow your winds, hi-ho, a-roving we will go. I'll stay no more in Erin's shore, let your music play. I'm off in the morning train across the raging main, for I'm in the mood of my true love 10,000 miles away. If I were a sailor lad, me boys, or even a bombardier, I would hire a boat on the ocean float, to my true love I would steer. To my true love I would steer, my boys, where the dancing dolphin play, and the whales and the sharks kick up their larks 10,000 miles away. Blow your winds, hi-ho, a-roving we will go. I'll stay no more in Erin's shore, let your music play. I'm off on the morning train across the raging main, for I'm in the mood of my true love 10,000 miles away. Hurrah for a gay and a gallant bark, and a light and a gentle breeze, and a captain too, and a jolly crew for the...
The song was called My True Love, She Is Beautiful, and it featured, well, it had two singers on it. So this conversation is going to feature both those singers, Len Graham and Brian O'Hart, who will both be performing on the Piper's Hut Concert Series, a concert that will be Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana. And obviously, both of them fine singers, although of different character. We have sort of the senior and junior end of singing tradition, Irish singing tradition. Len Graham representing the senior, and he is the first one we'll talk to in this portion of Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Len, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Glad to be able to join you.
I noted in reading a little bit about you that you made a point when you were quite young of seeking out and doing some recording of people who were older than you, I assume with the idea of learning a thing or two back in the early 60s or so.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I was lucky in as much as I grew up with singing and had already established myself as a singer, believe it or not, in my late teens. And that's where I met an older singer, Joe Holmes, with whom I had a singing partnership for some 15 years. That would be 1963 to 1978 when Joe unfortunately passed away. But it's a good way of serving an apprenticeship. And I think that I certainly learned a lot from Joe and from other singers, many singers over the years. I just buried and sang at a funeral of an old friend. She'd be 93 if she'd survived in August of this year. Sarah Ann O'Neill from County Tyrone. Her brother, Geordie Hanna was also, he passed away about 25 years ago, but they were both very well-known traditional singers from Ulster.
Well, talk a little bit about the tradition of solo singing. I think it's something that is, I guess that seems, to me it's new, and obviously it is not a new tradition by any stretch, but I've mostly heard Irish singing done with instruments behind you.
Yeah.
So how far back is it? Is it just purely solo singing that goes on?
Well, I think it goes back as long as we can trace it, like to when people first just started singing without any accompaniment, and whether it be in the Irish language or the English language, it was a very free form of singing, which can be found over, examples of it found over in this country, which came across with the early migrations. You'll find fine examples of it in the Appalachians and the Ozarks, and way up into the Canada, New Brunswick, Newfoundland. You'll find very similar old styles of unaccompanied singing with variations and ornamentation and free style that isn't clamped or constrained by accompaniment. So it's a very old form, you know, both in Irish language and in English, you know, that you will find in Ireland and, as I say, over this country as well.
Is it a is it a tradition that is very much alive, or is it one that you're working to keep alive?
Well, I've been working to keep it alive, but it's certainly there are a lot of practitioners. Like, I was at a festival there some weeks ago in Donegal, in Ishon, traditional singing festival, which has been running for about 25 years, I think, or, you know, coming up in 25 years anyway. And it's one of several traditional singing gatherings where the singing is all unaccompanied, all of the old style. And as I say, you'll find many practitioners. In actual fact, there was one person came across from America, at least one person, but one person whose parents did Trojan work collecting in the Appalachians back in the 30s and 1940s. A man called Jeff Warner. His parents were Frank and Ann Warner, very well known in traditional singing circles, and he played some examples of singers that they had collected, and certainly their style of singing and their songs were very familiar to many of us at the gathering up in Donegal, you know. So it's very much alive, and I'm pleased to say there's young singers up and coming, so keeping the old tradition alive, you know.
And of course you've got one with you. Before we talked to Brian at all, I saw in an article somewhere a statement about you that seemed, I mean, I really wondered, can this possibly be true? And it said, quote, that you were quote, not just the first, but almost the only traditional singer from Northern Ireland to be a full-time professional at his art, unquote.
Well, I think that is true.
Really?
I think I would be the only one that actually has, for 30 years, has been, trying to make a livelihood out of it, you know, but certainly I think I'm the only, I'd be the only one, yeah. I think that still holds. I think I'm quite a rare breed from that. But as I said, there's plenty of people, practitioners, but there's very few that try to make a livelihood out of it, you know, as a profession.
Is that because the instrumental side of Irish music tradition is generally more popular, or for some other reason, do you think?
It would be for various reasons. I suppose the group situation, where you would have accompaniment, it is more accessible and it's user friendly, let's say, and radio friendly, and it'll go places where I can't go, Although having said that, I have been in some wonderful situations in large festivals, and still can hold an audience, even with it is unaccompanied. It still seems to cut through, because I think it's just that people are surprised that there's something that can hold them and be of some meaning, and hopefully give some form of enjoyment, you know. So I have to really do a lot of different jobbings and wear a lot of different caps. I do school work, I do university work, I do work along with other, you know, I have collaborations. My wife's a singer as well, and I collaborate with various people. I collaborate with storytellers and poets, and so, I mean, I have a wide circle of people that I work with to try and make it work, you know. And it has, so far, touch wood, worked for me, and I've managed to survive. I have worked with groups as well, you know, like I have toured with a group called Skylark for some 10 years. So I've been through all the different loops and hoops over the years, trying to eke out a living, you know.
Well, and groups have picked up songs that they picked them up from you, that, you know, they've been in.
Yeah, well, certainly over the years. Well, it's just been, like, it's been an all-consuming interest of mine from very early on, and I just go after songs all the time. It's a constant thing that I would be doing. I'm always researching and on the lookout for new material. Like, I haven't sort of stopped and said, that's it, I've learned it all, you know. Like, one of my mentors was another singer called Eddie Butcher, a very well-known singer. He died in 1980, and in his wake, his son came over to me and said, was that my handwriting? And I said, it was. Well, he said, he'd be glad to know that my father, who was 80, was learning that song as he died, you know. So that's the way this music grabs you. It becomes an obsession, really, and as I say, I constantly work at it, you know, constantly researching, and some great resources now in this country and all over, with archives and all sorts of collections that are available. A lot of it up online now, that makes it a lot easier. We used to have to go to all these different archives seeking out stuff, but now you get an awful lot of stuff you can source through the internet and through different archives that have put their material up online for us all to research.
Well, let's hear another song here, which is in fact sort of accompanied. This is Len Graham, who will be performing Sunday evening at 5:00 at the Independent Media Center in Urbana, with Brian O'Hart, both of them singing. However, on this song, you're singing, and he's accompanying you with his feet.
Oh.
doing a bit of dancing.
A bit of dancing.
Yeah, and it's, I believe the song is called The Frost Is All Over. And
that's
off of their CD called In Two Minds. Len Graham singing, Brian O'Hart dancing, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Oh, what would you do if you married a soldier? What would I do but I'd follow the gun? What would you do if he died in the ocean? What would I do but I'd marry again? Diddy idle the lattle dum dattle the low, the idle the lily dee doodle the low, rattle the dum dee idle low, the idle the lily dee doodle the low. What would you do if the kettle boiled over? What would I do but I'd fill it again? What would you do if the cows hit the clover? What would I do but I'd set it again? Tilly idle dill idle dill doodle dill lordy idle dill lily dee doodle dill lordy idle dill dum dee idle do rattle dill lily dee doodle dill do. The pretties are dug and the frost is all over. Kitty lie over close to the wall. Pretties are boiled and the herons are roasting. Kitty lie over close to the wall. Tilly idle dill idle dill doodle dill lordy idle dill lily dee doodle dill lordy idle dill. dum de diddle do, rattle the lily de diddle do low, rattle the lattle dum diddle do low, de attle the lily de diddle do low, rattle the diddle dum de diddle, lattle dum dirty de diddle do low, rattle dum dattle dum dirty de diddle, lily diddle do lattle do low, rattle the lattle dum dirty de diddle, lumber de diddle do little do low, rattle the lattle dum dirty de diddle, lumber de diddle do little do low, rattle the lily de diddle do diddle, lumber de diddle do little do low. Riddle a muddle diddle low, de attle the lily diddle the low, rattle them diddle dum de die, rattle them dirty de diddle the low, rattle them nattle dum diddle and do, rattle the lily diddle the low, de attle the dum, diddle do, de attle the dirty de diddle dum do.
The song's called The Frost Is All Over. And featured Len Graham's vocals and the feet of Brian O'Hart doing a bit of dancing in that tune from their CD called In Two Minds. We've got Brian on the phone now. They're both on tour, en route eventually here to our area for the concert Sunday night. Talk to me a little bit about the tradition of this particular type of dancing that you do, and would you tell me how you pronounce the name of that tradition?
That's called Chenos dancing.
It looks like Sean, the way we usually spell a guy's name.
Yes, but in the Irish language, there would be an accent over the A to make it Sean, and this is without that accent, and that means old. So instead of it being Sean, it's Shannos. Nos means a style or a way, so it's basically just the Irish language for the old style, the old way.
As opposed to?
Step dancing, which is kind of a newer aspect of dancing that's more people would be more familiar with, you know, given the success of Riverdance and Lord of the Dance and the media attention that's been given to that.
So those kind of shows would be what's called step dancing, which is a much newer form then.
Yeah, and something that's more refined to athleticism and competition.
And how did you pick up this particular style yourself? What got you interested in it, being a relatively young fellow?
I saw it a lot when I was living in Ireland, and there were opportunities to take workshops with it at the Milwaukee Irish Fest. When I was an undergraduate, I was an undergraduate at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, so I spent several summers there and had the opportunity to work with some great dancers who were giving week-long workshops. And after that, when I was living in Ireland, it was kind of just visiting and seeing the different dancers from the different dancing families kind of perform out and pick up steps here and there.
I said at the outset of when I started to talk with Len that he made a point of saying in some written material that he sought out some older singers when he was getting started, and I wonder if that is essentially what you're doing with him.
Certainly. I mean, when I first started, my interest in traditional singing first arose, I was kind of at a lack in terms of material and being able to access, you know, singers, especially here living in the States. But Len would have been probably one of the first singers I would have listened to, not firsthand, obviously through recordings, along with a great singer living in Chicago named Anya Meenahan. And over time, just built friendships around that. And, you know, 5 years ago, Len and I were in a position to do this sort of collaboration. And I had met him, I think, in 2003, at the University of Limerick. Himself and his wife, Pauline, were singing at a festival there that I was also invited to, and that was when I first met him. So having someone like Len or Anya close at hand, or at least having a friendship with him, certainly allows me to access songs and information about songs way easier than it was when I was first starting to learn them when I was a teenager.
I read that Len primarily sings songs in English from Northern Ireland. You've made quite a habit particularly with the group BUA, who have been, you've been on the show actually performing live for us,
yes,
fairly recently, that you do a lot of singing in Irish.
I do. And at first, obviously, that when I was learning traditional singing, learning songs in Irish were very difficult. And so my favor was obviously the English language ones. But over time, with more time spent in Ireland and picking up Irish and becoming fluent in it, learning songs in Irish really appealed to me. There was more access to traditional singers in the Irish language from the Chicago area and the East Coast more than there were traditional singers who sing in English here in the States. So it kind of worked to my favor, picking up the songs in Irish, which I still favor.
In Irish?
In Irish, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't have songs in English, but my favor does. I do play favorites with the Irish language. I'm really enamored with the poetry and the melodies that are there, you know.
Well, that kind of raises a question that I guess I need to put to Len, if you don't mind handing the phone back to him.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just asking him about the idea of singing in English versus in Irish, and I understand that you primarily sing in English, or maybe, I don't know, exclusively in English? With a few exceptions.
Because the tradition that I grew up with in the North would have been in the English language. The Irish language the area where I'm from was a Gaeltacht, an Irish-speaking area, but it had sort of died out in the first half of the 20th century. So when I came along, that was more or less this last leg, you know, had gone. So what I was exposed to was a very strong tradition in the English language, which retained a lot of the old style of singing, you know, the method of ornamentation, and a lot of the songs retain a lot of the structure of the Irish language, with the internal rhyming and that sort of transition from one language into another. So that's what I was exposed to, and that's what I learned. So Brian was fortunate that he has an ability for languages, and he also was exposed to something that sort of turned him on, and he's worked on it very hard and has achieved great progress with his singing.
Wanted to hear, before we have to let you guys go, wanted to hear another song that you do together. And looking at kind of a list of different types of songs, and I'm just drawing this off of your own biography, list types includes classic ballads, broadside ballads, local songs, come all ye's, lyrical folk songs. I'm sure that I could not identify at all which songs fall in which kind of categories. So, for example, we began with My True Love, She's Beautiful, then we did The Frost Is All Over, and I'm about to play for our listeners My Parents Reared Me Tenderly. Are those similar traditions, different traditions from each other?
They're all the one tradition, but they would be of different... the first song is a transportation song, lighthearted, albeit, but... about a girl that has been transported probably to Botany Bay or to what was known as Van Diemen's Land. That's now known as Tasmania. It refers to a government band around her hand and another one around her neck. That's the shackles where she was being transported. And there's I've researched instances where people were transported for very small offences, like stealing a loaf of bread. You didn't have to do too much to end up being transported to the penal colonies of particularly Australia and Tasmania in the 19th century particularly, and 18th century. So that song would be a 19th century song from County Antrim. The second piece is a nonsense. It's just nonsense words to a dance tune, Port Mr. Bale would call that, mouth music. And the third item you mentioned is an anti-war song. Some people date it back. It's a very rare song. It only occurs once over here in Newfoundland. And I collected it three times in the north of Ireland. Some of the people would try and date it back to the early 18th century, but we're not sure exactly. It's some of those many wars that were fought over in the continent, I would say, the continent of Europe. So that would be my parents showing me tenderly. That's an anti-war song.
Well, that is what we are going to go out with. Len Graham and Brian O'Hart will be on the Piper's Hut Concert Series at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana Sunday at 5 o'clock. You can get more information on Len Graham at the website storyandsong.com. And you can find a bit more on Brian O'Hart for the band he sings and plays with called Bua, and it's buamusic.com, B-U-A music. .com, and you can get more information on the Piper's Hut Concert Series, including upcoming concerts, at pipers-hut.com. Len, want to say thanks to you and to Brian for joining us on the show.
Thanks very much, Kevin. I hope to see some of you at the show.
That would be marvelous, and of course the point of this program. My parents reared me tenderly here on Live and Local.
My parents reared me tenderly, I being their only son. Little did they think I would follow the fife and drum. They brought me up in the fear of God, kept me from toil and woe. Which makes me sigh, I and oft times cry, I wish the war was o'er. To finish my education, they sent me to school a while, and by their hard industry, kept me in proper style. But with some liquor in my head, I sailed for Glasgow Green. I enlisted with John Barber, all for to serve the Queen. After 7 long years had passed and gone, I thought on my liberty. After 7 long years had passed and gone, I thought I would be free. But the answer the colonel gave to me, it oft times makes me sigh, that I was bound to serve the Queen till all the wars were by. Oh, once I thought I ne'er would be in this dejected state, a poor forlorn soldier, exposed to hardships great. The bird that flutters on each branch, with terror strikes my heart. Each star I see, alarms me. From war I must depart. I'll take my second bounty, perhaps will be for life, and I'll cross a briny ocean, and the gun will be my wife. And I'll fill up a flowing glass, and I'll toss it o'er and o'er. Fair maid, don't mourn, for I'll return when the cruel war is o'er.
My Parents Reared Me Tenderly is the name of that song, with Len Graham and Brian O'Hart, from their new CD, which is expected to be available at their performance. It's called Story and Song, by the way. Expected to be available at their performance on Sunday evening at 5 at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our program is made possible with support from Lincoln Square in Urbana, a lifestyle center which, like unique and independently owned food stores and entertainment facilities like Common Ground Food Co-op and 88 Broadway. That doesn't make any sense. Somebody needs to edit that. Today's broadcast is made possible also with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. My next guests are going to be giving a recital together also on Sunday. It seems like most of our shows this week have had to do with Sunday concerts, so folks are going to have to make some tough choices. But violinist Carmen Petkoff and classical guitarist Russell Brazell will be performing in the Trutter Center at the Lincoln Land Community College in Springfield at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Russell was on our show. Oh, we were trying to remember if it was in the first or second season. We're neither of us really sure, although that's easy to look up. And it was the first person that we actually videoed for the show. We won't, unfortunately, have a video for today's show, but that does give me a chance to say that we do occasionally videotape some of our live performers, and we do always archive the show, so you can check it out on our website, which is will.illinois.edu. Carmen Petkoff is somebody that I have corresponded with and even talked to on the phone in a quite different capacity for years, but have never had the chance to meet before now. Carmen was for quite a while the operations manager for the Illinois Symphony and Chamber Orchestra, currently doing personnel and playing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
Last I knew.
Playing.
And they're going to be playing together on Sunday, and they're here to play for us live today. Thank you, gentlemen, both very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, I have been hearing about occasional performances by the Springfield Classical Guitar Society, of which, Russell, you're a co-founder. Yes. This recital, though, is not on that series.
Yeah, it's kind of a faculty recital for me. In August, they ask you to come up with a catchy title for your concert, and so I came up with something I thought would give me plenty of room to play what I wanted, many faceted jewels, something like that. But then Common called me for the Lenten Brown Bag concert at the First Presbyterian Church, and we got to practicing, and we realized, gosh, we have a duet here, you know. And then after that, I just wanted to play with Common, so now it's the two of us. So the Lincoln Land publicity is perhaps confused a little. They're still listening at some places is just me, but it's not just me.
Well, since I got the information from you, you sent it correctly.
Right.
And I had no doubt you would have done.
They would be justified in being unhappy about it, but they're nice.
They want to keep you as their instructor. I was going to sort of lead off with a question that I then realized I knew at least part of the answer to, which is, how common is the duo of violin and piano? And I certainly know we've got plenty of music by Paganini in our library for that combination. Although it's still unclear to me if he was himself a guitarist. I know, sorry, he was a violinist. But
yes, he was.
He was for sure.
Yes, early in his life, too.
I thought I'd heard conflicting reports about that, but I will take your assurance that he was.
He seems to really know the instrument is in his writing. It's very nice for guitar.
I know you want to give sort of a sampling of what's on the program, so why don't we just launch into whatever your first choice is.
Christian Gottlieb Schaedler, circa 1800 German classical music. First movement from the Sonata, number one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that, we played the whole thing.
that was the sonata for violin and piano by Christian Gottlieb Schiedler, a composer I'm not positive that I've heard of. Was he also a violinist and guitarist?
I don't know about violin. The very brief bio in the edition says he was principal lutenist at the court of the Elector of Mainz, as well as cellist and bassoonist.
Wow, wow.
And he's pictured playing an arched lute.
So this piece then presumably originally for the lute?
No, it's for guitar. Guitar's new, and it's a craze. There's a doctoral dissertation describing the cult of the guitar in Vienna around this time. People are just going nuts about it. And so classical guitar is born towards the end of the 18th century, and it's brand spanking new, and everybody likes it a lot.
And Schiedler virtually...
Switched over, apparently.
Sorry?
Switched over from the lute, apparently.
Oh, well, he's almost an exact contemporary of Mozart, so give a little perspective on that. Kamen Petkoff, the violinist, and guitarist Russell Brazell, they'll be performing together at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Lincoln Land Community College, where Russell teaches. Kamen, I noticed in your own bio that in addition to studying violin performance in your native Bulgaria, you also your degree has the term chamber music in it. Does that include, or did you happen to discover back then, any affinity for music for violin and guitar, or are you coming new to that combination?
Well, it's a new thing for me, guitar and violin duo. I always liked chamber music, and probably one of my mentors is the reason for me to love and like so much chamber music. That's my former violin professor, Professor Michael Barta, who teaches at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. He's the former first violinist of the Kodai Quartet. And there is a chamber music society in Southern Illinois. I was a scholarship recipient for 6 years while studying there. And the present time, I'm the president of the Chamber Music Society in Springfield. It's called the Medici Chamber Music Society of Illinois.
I have to write this down because I don't think I knew that existed.
Yeah, it's after the Illinois Medici's.
It's a relatively new non-for-profit organization. We've done a few concerts. Hopefully we'll expand and have more talent coming to Central Illinois. But these are future plans that... we're working on.
So I can extract a promise from you to let me know about the concerts as they're coming up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we'd certainly love to make sure that they are at least mentioned on Live and Local, and maybe we can sneak a performance or two as we're doing for you guys. Your program does include some music of Paganini, whom we mentioned, but we're not going to cover that today, I don't think. Save that for... for the concert, and then you go into music by some folks who have poured out an enormous amount of guitar music anyway, and that's to say the many Latin American composers, Villa-Lobos, and is Machado also Brazilian?
Machado is Brazilian.
Both of them.
He was asking me at a recent rehearsal, is there more tango-inspired music? Man, we could do a whole concert of tangos if we want. You know, this is a huge resource of guitar violin repertoire. And so we're looking forward to more of that.
So you got,
and Brazilian, too.
You have Argentinian music represented by Astor Piazzolla, who, of course, the master of the art tango, instrumental art tango, and his pieces arranged for so many different instruments. What did you want to sample for us next?
Want to do that, Liber Tango?
That's fine.
It means free tango.
And this one I know exists in many different forms.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He wrote for guitar, too, but in his combo, he had a guitar player, too.
He had electric guitarist.
Yeah. And but violin is part of the original combo. So this one is supposed to be for flute and guitar, but to me, the tango sounds better with fiddle.
Well,
sexier, you know?
For the purposes of argument for this recital, absolutely.
Yeah.
Kamen Petkoff and Russell Brazell live on Live and Local. Thank you. Music by Astor Piazzolla, Liber Tango, the name of that piece, played by violinist Kamen Petkoff with guitarist Russell Brazell. They'll be playing that. And music by Paganini, Scheidler, and Villa-Lobos, as well as some composer I think we'll hear in a little bit, Machado, a little bit of Machado's music. Before we get to that, let me give a rundown of some of the other events going on in our listening area. And there are an awful lot, as you might expect, so I'll just sort of make a sampling here. Don't Ask are playing klezmer music at Heartland Gallery in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra performing tonight at 8 o'clock, featuring pianist Adam Neiman at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, and then tomorrow night at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield, also at 8 o'clock. Strings Attached are at Kickapoo Laney in Oakwood this evening at 5:30. The In Your Ear Big Band is at Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign tonight at 6. It's Hamlet Thrillmageddon, put on by the Oakwood High School Drama Department at Oakwood High School tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The ISU Spring Dance Theater is presented at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal tonight at 7:30. The Aduki Trio playing jazz at Michael's Restaurant in Bloomington this evening at 6 o'clock. It's Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap at the Hoagland Center in Springfield, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, and then a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Reverend Robert is at Toasters in Mattoon tonight at 9 o'clock. The Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony gives its spring concert tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield. It's the Parkland Pops Spring Concert, a program called Lady Divas, Madonna and Adele at Parkland Theater tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. That's in Champaign. The Brass Band of Central Illinois gives a spring concert at Central Catholic High School in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 7:30. CU Ballet presents Coppelia at the Virginia Theater. Missed that earlier. Tonight at 7:30, and matinee performances tomorrow at 11 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. It's Candy Foster and Shades of Blue at Boomerangs in Urbana. Sorry, I don't have a time for that tomorrow. The Anasazi String Quartet are at Bouvon's in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5:30, followed by the Lamont Parsons Experiment playing jazz at 7. And on Sunday, the Parkland College Orchestra, Chorus, and Chamber Singers are at the Parkland Theater at in Champaign, Sunday afternoon at 3. Millikan University Bands at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur, Sunday afternoon at 2. And the Opus 24 Spring Concert is at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Decatur, 3 o'clock. Capella Orpheus at St. John's Episcopal Chapel in Champaign, Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. There's lots more, but that's what we have time to mention. You're listening to 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features 10 wines, followed from 7 to 9 p.m. by the smooth jazz guitar of Lamont Parsons. That is the business conducted. And music by, is it Celso Machado? Is that how he says his name? Do you know?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I haven't begun learning Portuguese yet. I'll get to it after I work my way through the Scandinavian languages.
Yeah. Oh, good luck. Good luck with that intake.
So the first one is a choro, because I don't know how to pronounce the C with the squiggly thing on it. Pochoca?
You got me. Portuguese is not my strong suit either. This is from a suite of popular Brazilian music by, I think it's Celso Machado.